News, I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting the drills could negatively impact upcoming working-level nuclear talks with Washington. In a statement from the state-run Korean Central News Agency, North Korea's foreign ministry on Tuesday said the exercise violates an agreement reached last year by Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The U.S. and North Korea agreed to hold working-level talks following a hastily arranged meeting last month between Trump and Kim at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced it will not bring civil rights charges against the white New York City police officer involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man, in 2014. Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, expressed disappointment at the ruling.
5 years ago, my son said, "I can't breathe," 11 times. And today we can't breathe because they have let us down.
New York police officers were attempting to arrest Eric Garner for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. When Garner resisted, asking officers not to touch him and batting their hands away, they restrained him. Garner, who was heard saying he couldn't breathe, died in the altercation that followed. The DOJ concluded there wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Daniel Pantaleo, the officer accused of killing Garner, had violated the Federal Civil Rights Act. A spokesman said the government would have had to prove Pantaleo willfully used more force than he could have believed was necessary. The French environment minister has resigned following reports of lavish spending while in office. He has called his reports of media lynching and filed a lawsuit. You're listening to VOA News. The Trump administration on Monday unveiled a new rule to bar almost all immigrants from applying for asylum.